The case started when two ladies who work in the horse country of Ocala and Marion County decided to challenge a plan amendment that would have increased the density on this agricultural rural land to medium density residential, going from a few houses to hundreds of houses. And they were concerned, and they asked for a formal administrative hearing, and it went to an administrative law judge who heard their case, and they did this as citizens. The administrative law judge found that the plan amendment wasn't supported by any documented need for additional housing in that area. In fact, it's probably more important to keep it for equestrian uses and horse training and things like that rather than to have more houses at a time when people aren't even building. So when the administrative law judge issued a recommended order that the plan was not in compliance with the state's Growth Management Act, the case automatically goes to the governor and cabinet, who issued the final order instead of the secretary of the Department of Community Affairs, Tom Pelham. Tom Pelham has been arguing that this plan amendment doesn't show the requisite population projection-based need and should be rejected for that reason. It should go back to the drawing board.
Right. The DCA says that, and yet the developer gets another chance here. Ralph, have you been involved in any kind of things like this, land use decisions that end up getting in front of the cabinet?
Usually they don't. Usually they wind up in what they call judicial review in a circuit court, or you're in a straight administrative hearing. The legislature a few years ago amended the Growth Management Act to make it harder when a citizen wins a case and finds a plan amendment not in compliance. They said, well, now you have to come to us and explain to us, the governor and cabinet, why you think it should be not in compliance and why we shouldn't overrule a hearing officer. So in this case, because the administrative law judge found the plan to be not in compliance, it automatically goes to the governor and cabinet now. Of course, that opens up the world of politics again to the decision after it had already been through a judicial process.
So yeah, interesting.
You come from a political decision at the Marion County Board of County Commissioners to a real judicial proceeding that's very difficult for citizens to navigate through. But they won under these legal standards, and now they have to go back in the political arena tomorrow to defend themselves and the administrative law judge that actually heard the case.
Ralph, this Hometown Democracy Movement amendment, which will voters get a chance to weigh in on next year, which would allow for the voters themselves, the citizens, to have a participation in a lot of these land use decisions. Critics of that say that it would be way too onerous and unnecessary and excessive. But I suppose people who do feel that maybe development is not regulated enough feel that that's needed, and they could maybe use this as a classic example of why that is.
The Hometown Democracy is kind of in the background. It's not directly involved in this case, but because Hometown Democracy is looming on the horizon and voters may actually get a chance to vote on changes from agricultural land to high-density residential, for example, a lot of large landowners or land speculators that have purchased ag land at ag prices with the hopes of one day putting giant residential developments on them, they're worried, so they're trying to get their plan amendments approved now, even though they don't even need them now, to try to get their entitlements to this additional density before Hometown Democracy requires them to go to the voters and explain why they want to take the horse country and turn it into a gated community development.